HR.
I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
And indeed, we are all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Shalom Klein, or really on any social media platform. It's hard to run away from me. I'm everywhere, I guess. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510, and check them out online, tandemhr.com. So I'm thrilled to be joined by a new guest on the program, but not new to me because we've been connected for a while. She is a persuasive communication expert, a speaker, and author. In fact, you can find her TEDx talk online. But welcome to the program, Lynn Franklin.
Thanks, Shalom. Hey, let's have some fun and share some good information for business owners.
Absolutely. So, Lynn, you are a communications expert, and that's sort of a theme in the show today. You'll be hearing from a lot of interesting guests throughout the program. Lynn, I love to get to know the person behind the microphone. Let's talk about how you became that communications expert.
Well, it actually dates back to my first job out of college, where I was a residential treatment counselor in a home for troubled boys. And I actually had a boy who had run away, one of the kids I worked with, Fred, show up. And I thought as the adult, it was my job to tell Fred what to do. And I told him he had to go to intake so that they could find out what he'd been up to. And he said, no, I'm going to my room. I said, Fred, why are we having this conversation? Just go to intake. No, I'm going to my room. We can do this the easy way or the hard way, Fred. Just go to intake. No, I'm going to my room. So I went to the staff office to call for backup so I could have somebody work with the other boys while I was with Fred trying to get him to intake. And Fred followed me into the staff office, opened up his backpack and pulled out what I still believe to be the world's largest machete and cut the phone cord and told me if I tried to call for help, he was going to cut me too.
And
so now that I'm a neuroscience nerd, I understand that I have lost 2/3 of my brain, but all I could think of to do is babble. So I'm saying, but Fred, I like you and you like me and you don't want to hurt me. And there's nothing in how Fred's looking at me that's saying he's agreeing with anything I'm saying until I finally said, and you don't want to get into the world of hurt you're going to get into if you hurt me. At which point I saw Fred blink. And later he told me that he started imagining what his life would be like if he knifed me. That, you know, Daniel Cottage, the place where we were staying, would not be his home. The boys in the cottage would not be his friends. The police would come and drag his butt off to juvenile hall, and they'd lock him up. But all I saw was the blink. And somehow I knew that was my chance, so I held out my hand. I said, Fred, just make it easy on yourself and hand me the knife. And I can't tell you how long I stood there sweating through everything I had on until Fred finally sighed and handed me the knife. And that has become the litmus test for my job. As long as nobody pulls a machete on me, I'm having a good day. But what it really did, the gift that Fred really gave to me, was a curiosity about how do you reach unreachable people. And that set me on the path to how do I connect with people I know, people I don't know, and people who don't necessarily want to talk to me. You know, fortunately, I haven't run into too many other people who wanted to kill me.
Lynn, that's good. That's good news. But you have quite the impressive resume. You're a Vistage executive speaker. Obviously, you have your own business, Lynn Franklin Wordsmith, and you are an expert communicator. But you are an expert on the topic of leadership. And that's what I've picked up from everything that you have out there is that you teach others, and this is the mark of a true leader, is you are not just being a leader yourself, but you teach others to be a leader as well. You've written a book. Let's talk a little bit about that book and some of the lessons that some of our listeners, business owners, job seekers, really anybody might be able to put into practice this week when they get back to the office tomorrow.
Okay. The book is called Getting Others to Do What You Want, because let's just call things what they are. And I believe that business leaders, you know, we practice our messages. This is what I want to tell people, and we practice our messages until they shine, and then we stand and share our messages with people, and we're always shocked when people don't listen, and they don't do what we want them to do. Because as business leaders, too often we get into the trap of telling people what to do rather than getting them to do what we want. So my whole career has been spent understanding who the people are that I'm trying to reach, and then how do I create a message that actually appeals to them, shows them what's in it for them, and then how do I deliver that message in a way that they like to receive the information. And you mentioned the TEDx talk I have out there. It literally is about the fact that, yeah, I'm a neuroscience nerd, so I study how the brain works. People's brains process information in three ways. They either process them primarily visually, so they think in pictures and images. That's 75% of the world. 20% of the world, their brains think in words and sounds. And the final 5% of the world, their brains think kinesthetically, which means that they process information through feelings and tactily. And I call these groups lookers, listeners, and touchers. And being able to read their body language to figure out who is who, and then present your information in a way that they're more likely to get it, hey, that's really useful stuff, particularly for leaders.
Interesting. And do you find, Lynn, that this is more relevant to one industry or one type of professional than others?
You know, it truly is. 75% of the world are lookers, 20% are listeners, and 5% are touchers. It's true. There are some industries. Technical industries have a tendency to attract more listeners than lookers, for example. And healthcare industries have a tendency to attract more touchers. But it's still, in general, if you're taking a look, if you're a business leader and you're taking a look at the people who are working with you, generally you'll see that split of most people are lookers, which means that what they value is eye contact, because they truly believe if you are not looking at them, you are not paying attention to them.
Very interesting. Lynn, you are an expert on rapport and persuasion, as we just talked about, and communication skills. We don't have a lot of time remaining, but I am curious, we're in 2020, which continues to blow my mind that we're already in a new decade. People communicate differently these days. People I think it's fair to say that many people have undiagnosed ADD, ADHD. Yeah. How different is communication now than when you got started teaching these skills?
Well, you know, fortunately, nobody's there with a knife anymore, so I'm grateful for that.
Absolutely.
So that's a positive change. You know, although the way we communicate has changed, the underlying thing that has not changed is that if you want to reach somebody, you have to know and make it very clear what's in it for them. And so maybe you send a text because they like to receive texts more than they like to receive emails or phone calls, which is, you know, definitely a direction that people are going. But at the same time, as a leader, knowing who your people are, whether or not those are people internally or your customers, knowing how they like to receive information and making sure that you know what they want and you're able to clearly say what's in it for them, that's the best piece of communication advice I can give to anybody. Sure, you have messages, but make sure that they are presented in a way that people can see them, hear them, feel them, and know it's all about them.
Well, Lynn, I know why you are called the expert. It's because you have advice for any audience, and I know that you do many custom workshops for many business groups that are out there, and our listeners need to get in touch with you. You are the author of a fantastic book, Getting Others to Do What You Want, and hey, let's face it, everybody wants to get others to do what they want. The author of Getting Others to Do What You Want, Lynn Franklin. Lynn, thanks so much for joining me on the air. How can people get a hold of you?
probably the easiest way is just to look online at my website at lynnfranklin.com. That's Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E, Franklin, just like Ben. I'm also on LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook.
You're all over online, which is great. You are a communicator, after all, so easy to get a hold of you. Once again, lynnfranklin.com. Check out the website. That's where people can find a link to the book and get in touch with you to schedule one of those workshops or speaking engagements. Lynn, thank you for the advice, and thank you for the time this evening.
Shalom, it's been a pleasure. And good luck, everybody, on reaching those audiences that you want to influence.
Words of wisdom to finish the segment. Coming up after the break, I'm going to be chatting with another author, the author of Open, Honest, and Direct, A Guide to Unlocking Your Team's Potential. Chicago, you won't want to miss this. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. We'll be back in just a moment. But in the meantime, be sure to get on my website, shalomklein.com. That's where you can access the archives of hundreds of guests from the past 5+ years of Get Down to Business. Share it with a friend, a business colleague. Make sure you spread the wealth. You're listening to Get Down to Business. We'll be back with the author of Open, Honest, and Direct coming up right after this quick break.
Rod Blagojevich, commutation. Did Donald Trump do the right thing?
Steve Cortez.
He was engaged in political horse trading. That, to me, is clear. I don't think there was anything illegal going on in those tapes. It certainly appeared that something illegal was going to happen, okay? I believe he wanted to accept a bribe. Why didn't that happen? Why didn't the feds allow that to happen?
The Steve Cortez Show, weeknights at 5, right before Larry Elder at 7 on AM 560, The Answer.
Companies who use a professional employer organization, or PEO, are 50% less likely to go out of business, and their employee turnover is lower. Perhaps that's why 98% of those businesses would recommend a PEO to their colleagues. Payroll, benefits, compliance assistance. Find out how a PEO can power your business today. For more information, visit TandemHR.com.
Tandem HR, the power behind Get Down to Business.
Hi, this is Shalom Klein, host of Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. As I serve our country proudly in the United States Army, we are sharing the best of Get Down to Business. As always, you can visit my website, shalomklein.com, to listen to past shows and purchase a copy of my new book. I look forward to sharing my experiences with you when I return.
Also, listen to past episodes at 560theanswer.com. Keyword search, Get Down to Business.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I was talking to a friend recently, and she said to me, "Your complexion is so good. It looks so healthy and just radiant all the time." She said to me, "What did you do? I mean, the last couple of years, your skin has just been great." I thought, I don't know. And then I realized that's about how long I've been doing the Balance of Nature. And I told her that it had made enough of a difference that she was noticing it and wanted to know what caused it. So, you know, I am super happy with it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code Chicago.
Hi, it's Amy Jacobson with a great way to start the new year. Get your best night's sleep ever with a MyPillow and a set of those new Giza cotton sheets from MyPillow. And you can still receive your second set of sheets for free. 2-for-1. And if you add anything else to your order, like MyPillows, mattress toppers, the new MyPillow towels, anything, those items will ship free too. And you can still get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, but you have to use the promo code Amy. You know, I just started sleeping with brand new Giza cotton sheets, and I'm sleeping so much better. Plus, the new MyPillow towels are extremely soft and absorbent. And all products have a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special box and get two sets of Giza cotton sheets for the price of one. That's MyPillow.com. Click the radio specials box and enter promo code Amy. Or call 800-489-0201. 800-489-0201. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Amy.
Visit MyPillow.com. AM 560, The Answer.
Hey, welcome back to Get Down to Business. As promised, I am thrilled to be joined by the author of a fantastic book, Open, Honest, and Direct, A Guide to Unlocking Your Team's Potential, the man that over the last decade has worked with over 7,500 business leaders in a variety of industries, inspiring them to define their goals, create tactical action plans, and achieve sustained success. Aaron Levy, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Thank you so much for having me on, Shalom.
Absolutely. So, Aaron, I love to get to know the person behind the book, person behind the microphone. As I said, you've worked with a lot of interesting business leaders, but what inspired you to write this book?
Yeah, I think the thing that inspired me to write the book was really trying to get the work that we do at my organization, Raise the Bar, out there to more people and in different ways. And I just started to notice in the leaders that we were working with that they would share it and give it to others. And how do we like actually take something that happens over the course of 3, 6, or even 12 months of leadership training and boot camps that we run and share it in a different way? Because at the core of why I started Raise the Bar, at the core of why I wrote this book is me and what I am on this earth to do is to help people unlock their potential. And so when I got clear on that for myself, I started to think about all the different ways in which I could really do that and make that impact. And this book was just one more way. And as you can see in the title, Unlocking Your Team's Potential, to deliver that. And to
absolutely.
Serve.
So, Aaron, I don't want to unlock too many of the secrets over here. You use that term, unlocking your team's potential. But for our small business owners that are listening today, everybody's stressed, everybody's busy, and you know they work so hard to build the team, sometimes very small teams. How do they unlock their team's potential? What secret sauce can you share this evening?
Yeah, I'll give a couple of ideas because as a small business owner, and I am one myself, you know, the things that we focus on and things we focus on are, right, selling and marketing and just keeping your business alive a lot of the time. It's delivering the work and selling the work so that you can continue to deliver the work and pay payroll and, you know, make sure benefits are paid to your employees. And, you know, those are the things that likely keep you up at night. And so what I often say is your role as a leader, as a founder, an entrepreneur, is to do two things. It's to give clarity and context to your people. Clarity on where are you going, where are we going as a team, as an organization? What are the rules that we're playing by? And what's the future that we see for this business and for our organization? And then the context as to why, right? Why are we going there? Why is that vision our vision? Why are those goals our goals? Why do they matter? Why should I care? And if you break everything down, and I get to see in these even, you know, these very large growth stage organizations and these very small, just getting started organizations, these problems arise, and all the problems that arise are an organization's founder or leader not either giving clarity or context, or not appreciating that when there's multiple layers in the organization, that clarity is more important to deliver over and over and over again.
So, Aaron, you are among many, many things. You are a mentor at 1871, and I'm a big fan of 1871. And you know, there's some great business ideas that start there. There's also some terrible business ideas that start there as well. And in behind every business, I say this frequently on the show. People go into business because they're an expert, hopefully, in this subject. Or the product or the service that they are offering, they most of the time people have not gone to many classes or courses to become a leader in every area or every aspect that you'll be called upon to be an entrepreneur or a small business owner. We have so many responsibilities. I guess my question to you, and I know you speak on these topics frequently, when you suck at something. And I'm just going to call it as it is. When you suck at something, is there an opportunity to, do you think that people are trainable? Do you think that a bad leader can become better?
Yeah, I love that you say that because the truth is most of us suck at leading people. That doesn't mean we suck at selling or building our business operationally because we're experts in those domains, but we probably suck at leading people. And that's because leading people is a very different skill set. And It requires a different energy and attention and focus. And I wouldn't have started Raise the Bar if I didn't believe that people could develop these skills. However, the challenge is their soft skills. And soft skills, unlike hard skills, like learning how to model in Excel or learning how to code, are skills that take a lot more time, effort, and energy to practice. The skill of listening, the skill of asking powerful questions, that takes time, effort, and energy. And it's not something you could read a book and get. It's not something you can watch a TED Talk. It's not something you can even do a full day workshop or 2 day workshop and leave an expert in that area. It really takes a dedication, energy, and commitment. And what we see in the leaders that we've had the good fortune of working with is there are a couple of factors of success. And the first and most important factor of success is, do you want to get better? Do you take on what I like to call a beginner's mindset? And are you willing to challenge your beliefs and ways of thinking so that you can get better and reach the goal that you want? And if you are, then it doesn't matter how crappy a manager you were on day one, on day 90, if you put the work in, and on day 180, you're going to be a significant percentage better. And that percentage better is going to be better than most others are.
So I'm chatting with Aaron
Levy. A competitive advantage.
Absolutely. I'm chatting with Aaron Levy, the author of Open, Honest, and Direct, a guide to unlocking your team's potential. Aaron, it sounds like the guide to unlocking your team's potential starts with you. It starts with you understanding your strengths and your weaknesses. And at that point, you are able to then become the most effective leader that you can be and deal with any of the stuff that comes up day to day. I know you do a lot of talks on the topics. I looked at your website. You talk about difficult conversations, how to set yourself up for success. We all have a lot of difficult conversations, whether we lead a team or not. But ultimately, it sounds like it starts with you yourself and identifying those weaknesses and finding ways to, if you understand that you need to improve, you're already better off than most people out there. Is that correct?
Yeah, the first step in any sort of change in life is awareness. And so if you are of the belief that you're great at what you do, then, you know, you're not at the first step yet. Once you've realized, hey, I can be better here, Sholem, as you said, you got it. You have it right. It's that first step of awareness. And then it's just take a small step. We often try to think we have to take these large, massive changes. But what we talk about of success is it's small, consistent changes over time make a profound impact. And that's the difference. It's the consistency. It's not the flavor of the week. It's not this is really interesting or I just read this book, so let's all do it for a month. It's how do we take the changes and make them consistent over time?
So, Aaron, what feedback have you gotten? Because I know your book's been out there. It's received rave reviews from some very, very fascinating people, including Charlie Schwartz, the business development manager at Showpad, Jeff Brandwine, the manager of sales at Hirology. Some very, very interesting people. The list is far too numerous to share on the air. But from, call it end readers, from folks that are out there, how has your advice helped them and impacted them in their day-to-day business?
Yeah, I think the coolest thing that I get to hear is, I'm not finished with it yet because, Aaron, you told me after chapter two to put it down and start putting the work into practice. And so the best feedback that I get and the best impact on their business is that they're putting their lessons into practice. And I can't stress that enough. It's, the thing that makes change happen is deliberate practice over time. And so when people start to practice, you start to see larger, massive changes happening.
Well, that's awesome advice. Aaron Levy, again, fantastic book. Fantastic. I know the book is only part of what you do, and it's all about being open, honest, and direct. And you do talks all over the place. I know you host a podcast, and I know that you talk to a lot of people every day and ultimately share that secret sauce that I think you've learned in your own business and entrepreneurial journey. So thrilled that we had the opportunity to talk and share some of it with our listeners. How can people get a hold of you and perhaps most importantly, find the book?
Yeah, so the book is on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, kind of anywhere where you'd find a book. It's just called Open, Honest, and Direct. And they could find the free chapter, the first chapter for free at openhonestanddirect.com and reach out to me there or at our company website, raisebar.co. That's RAISEBAR.co. And both those places, you can reach out to me directly.
Awesome. Well, Aaron Levy, thanks for spending some time with us on the show. Be sure to keep us posted on your progress, and love to share, as always, some more advice. Speaking of advice, I'm going to be joined after a quick break, headlines, and some quick announcements. I'll be joined by the author of a brand new book that's coming out, Justin Breen. We've had him on the show in the past talking about some of his business ventures, but he's going to share some of his secret sauce. Epic business. You don't want to miss it. Chicago, don't touch that dial.
Do you own or run a thriving business in the Chicagoland area? Have you overcome obstacles to make your business what it is today? If that's your business, then AM 560 The Answer wants to tell your story on the AM 560 Business Tour 2020, presented by Signature Bank. Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson will be broadcasting live from businesses all around Chicagoland, telling the stories of thriving, successful businesses. If that's you, tell us about it. Go to bankbusinesstour.com and submit your information. That's BankBusinessTour.com.
Fox News, I'm Kathleen Maloney. After his big win in Nevada, Senator Bernie Sanders taking his presidential campaign message to Houston.
Today we say to the healthcare industry, the function of a sane and humane healthcare system is to guarantee healthcare to all, not to make huge profits for the drug companies and the insurance companies.
Texans vote in these Super Tuesday primaries March 3rd. President Trump's new acting director of national intelligence making major changes.
Fox News has learned that one of Grinnell's first hires is a senior National Security Council staffer, Kash Patel, who is a former aide to GOP Congressman Devin Nunes and played a key role in Republican efforts to investigate alleged surveillance abuses by the FBI and DOJ.
Fox's Garrett Tanney, Richard Grinnell, is expected to conduct a top-to-bottom review of the intelligence agencies. America is listening to Fox News.
Is your company guessing when it comes to decisions about human resources? Getting it wrong can be costly. Professional employer organizations, PEOs, offer the expertise of a full human resources department for a fraction of the cost. Companies who use a PEO grow faster and have lower employee turnover. Don't guess when it comes to HR. Find out how a PEO can power your business today. For more information, visit TandemHR.com.
Tandem HR, the power behind Get Down to Business.
Did you miss the open enrollment this year? I can help you purchase a PPO health insurance plan all year long that eliminates the mandatory maternity coverage. This is Tom Maribali, your health insurance advocate and independent producer for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and other major medical carriers. If you're 50 and are covered by the Affordable Care Act, you're paying for maternity coverage whether you want the coverage or not. In Chicago, the least expensive ACA PPO health insurance plan is $570 per month with a total out-of-pocket cost of $8,150 before your bills are paid at 100%. I can eliminate the mandatory maternity coverage and lower your monthly premium down to $480 per month with a total out-of-pocket cost of $2,500 before your bills are paid at 100%. That's a savings of $5,650 in total out-of-pocket cost per person with my lower deductible. For a free quote and to see if you qualify, call me, Tom Maribali, at 630-863-3477. That's 630-863-3477.
2020 is the year your business is going to thrive.
Or will it?
Resolve to use digital marketing to your advantage with the help from the pros at Salem Surround. Whether you're just testing the waters of digital marketing or already have a plan in place that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. Face it, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market penetration for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundchicago.com. That's surroundchicago.com, connecting you with new customers.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
I'm Pete Sikorski, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
AM 560, The Answer.
Hey, welcome back to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We're powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Check them out online, TandemHR.com, or give them a ring, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. So I'm holding it up here because for those of you that are tuning in through Facebook Live, you're welcome to Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein. I am thrilled to be joined by the author of this fantastic new book, my very good friend, Justin Breen, the founder and CEO of Brepik. Justin, welcome to the program.
Great to see you again, man.
Absolutely. So, Justin, you have been in the media business, I don't know how it's even possible, but for 20-plus years, and you've worked on and won dozens of editing and writing awards, and you've been involved in countless stories, but for once, you are the story yourself, man.
It's nice to be on the other side of things. You know, I got this book coming out, Epic Business. It comes out May 19th on Amazon, and really excited to see what happens with it, because basically it's the lessons that I've learned in less than 3 years of running a business and taking it to heights that I never imagined possible, and really looking forward to share this stuff with the world.
Well, as I mentioned, you have been involved on the other side of many writing and editing projects, but I think that when I think of you, I think of you. You know how to tell a story, and that's really the sort of the lessons learned from all of our guests on the show this evening. But you have developed some interesting content. I think you describe it in a word, clicky, and it goes viral, and that's fascinating. But what you have worked on with your clients and through the years is simply epic. So let's start with that. You are the founder and CEO of Brepik Communications. So tell us the story of Brepik. When did you get started, and what services do you provide?
Sure. So I'll say this as quickly as possible, but about 3 years ago, my salary as a full-time journalist was cut in half. Couldn't find a full-time job. Spent about 2 months trying to figure that out, started doing some freelancing stuff on the side while I worked full-time, decided to incorporate it into my company April 16th, 2017, then spent about 2 months reaching out to 5,000 people to get my first five clients, and then when I got my fifth client, resigned from my full-time job, and early June 2017, announced that I had this new company that essentially was created based on how PR firms annoyed me for 20 years when I was a journalist. So most PR firms send these really bad press releases that are totally useless to everyone. And my firm does the exact opposite. It creates actual stories that are super interesting, and it becomes a link on the client's website. And then I take that link and market it all over to media everywhere. And it's been super successful. I have giant clients, small clients, companies in hyper-growth mode, and only work with these amazing visionaries around the world. So again, it's achieved everything and more beyond my wildest dreams.
It's a small business success story, and first and foremost, that's what we like to talk about on the show, talking about small business success. You've been a good friend, and it's been fun watching the story. I watched you when you were on when you were in media. And watching your communication. In fact, just on the way over here, on the way into the studio, My wife and I were talking, and my wife is telling me everything that you have going on because you are such an exceptional communicator, and I know it's those skills that you bring to your clients as well. So as I said in one of my earlier segments, I don't want to share all of the secret sauce, but what are some of the tools that you both provide for your clients as well as sort of do yourself that perhaps some of the small business owners that are listening this evening can, again, put into practice to help them communicate their message and make sure it resonates, it clicks, and it goes viral?
So, yeah, I definitely want to talk about in terms of, you know, essentially what my business really is in terms of, you know, what I discovered writing the book. But in terms of, like, actual business, what my firm does, it creates stories that are actually interesting because it's about the person. So no one really cares about what you do for the most part, but they do care about who you are. And if they do care about who you are, they will care about what you do. So it's a very simple thing. And as a journalist, I'm reading, you know, hundreds of these really bad press releases about blah, 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 names blah, 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 it's president, or blah, 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 expands to a new city. No one cares about that. But if you make it human interest friendly or emotional or inspirational, they will care about it, and then they will care about that your business is doing really well.
So you help to unpack that message and disseminate that message. So it sounds like the advice would be genuine, be transparent, be honest. Don't try to hide behind some persona. And you know, some people try to be very polished and buttoned up. And, you know, sometimes that message is that might be who somebody is. But I mean, Justin, people can see something I think very personal about you. When people search your name, when they Google your name, no doubt one of the things that would pop up is this little thing that was on the Today Show, I believe, about a New Year's resolution that you made. And I know it's very personal, but it's out there. So, Justin, why don't we just talk directly about it? Justin, what was your, I think it was the end of 2018. Mm-hmm. What was your New Year's resolution, and was it successful?
Yeah, sure. So 2018, I'm very direct and very dedicated to something if I decide to pursue it. So at the start of 2018, I was telling my wife, Sarah, who's an amazing pediatrician, I'm like, yeah, we should go out once a week without the kids every single week. And we decided to do this date night. We started posting on social media, and it got a ton of traction. I got a huge social media media following. It led to lots of stories, including on the Today Show.
Well, so Justin, really, we're going to pick up that story when we come back in just a minute. I got to squeeze in a quick break.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
The number one reason I started taking Balance of Nature was the quality, and I think the proven science behind it piqued my interest. I've tried so many different types of supplements, whether they're dietary supplements or just general vitamins. This is the only dietary supplement that I've ever taken where I actually felt a noticeable change. To me, that speaks volumes, you know.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code CHICAGO.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free to everyone who texts BOOST to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BOOST to 88988. That's B-O-O-S-T to 88988.
We live in a world driven by information where we hear about data privacy concerns and high-profile data breaches nearly every week. Organizations constantly face new information governance obligations like GDPR and the California Consumer Privacy Act. Take control of your documents and data with governance rules as a service from IDT and Highland on Base. Now, with the help of IDT and Highland on Base, you can achieve both compliance and peace of mind by subscribing to the industry's leading retention, privacy, and data compliance platform, Governance Rules as a Service. It's backed by an international network of law firms across 150-plus jurisdictions and will help your organization adhere to the latest information governance rules from around the world. Automate electronic document management, retention, disposition, and document destruction, and reduce unnecessary exposure to data breaches, avoiding costly fines while saving on information storage costs.
Set up a consultation today. Visit ready4idt.com. That's ready, the number 4idt.com. Or call 877-SCAN-IDT. IDT, putting paper in its place.
AM 560, The Answer.
Back on Get Down to Business with the awesome, awesome author of this brand new book that I'm holding up here, Epic Business, Justin Breen. Justin, you were just telling me about your New Year's resolution, going out on a date night every week with your wife, Sarah. And it was a New Year's resolution that, unlike most of us, you actually kept. And you shared that message, which pretty much is what you do with everything in your life, is you share a lot. Does that ever upset your wife?
No, not really. She understands that that this is the business that I'm in, and you have to get yourself out there. I know when I first started my business, I was talking to an established PR firm, an executive from there, and he said the number one rule of PR is you don't talk about yourself. And I started laughing because I'm like, this is someone who's been in an office way too long because it just doesn't understand how it works. And again, I created my entire business based on how PR firms annoyed me. And I knew it, this specific thing, my unique ability in terms of writing these stories and my connections and pitching them, I knew that I was basically better at this than anyone on the planet. So I just went with it. Now, if you ask me to install a light bulb, God help us all, because I'm terrible at everything else besides this. But it's just about being confident in yourself and then, again, putting yourself out there. And really what my business is, I have a PR firm or whatever, but really what it is, it's just a giant incubator on an international level of connecting extremely high-level people for mutual gain. And the byproduct of that is that I'm just constantly getting intros to these awesome businesses and brands that can afford what I do, that look at things as investments, not costs, and that are really trying to change the world for good. So that's essentially my only clients, is these super high-level visionaries and exceptional businesses now.
Yeah, and you and I have talked about that over coffee, that you feel, I know, blessed and fortunate that you were able to do that each and every day. And I have fun on the air, obviously doing exactly that, meeting some phenomenal, phenomenal people. And I give you credit because I'm on the receiving end of some of those viral and epic stories. Epic, again, the name of the business and the name of the book, Epic Business. So I receive many of those stories, and you tell the story in such a compelling way, and you make my job so easy. So let's segue over to the book, Epic Business: 30 Secrets to Build Your Business Exponentially and Give You the Freedom to Live the Life You Want. So it's sort of a combined message over there of, it's a small business success story, which is what Brepic Communications has been. And you share some of those secrets. So, Justin, when did you decide you wanted to write a book?
Yeah, so there was no intent to write a book at all. I have a giant social media following, and I posted this list of 30 things that I learned in the first 3 months of my company. And what happened is I posted it, and everybody's like, you have to write a book on this. This will change people's lives. People were printing out the list and bringing it to meetings. And the kind of person I am now, when enough high-level people just tell me to do something, I do it. So signed with one of the top micro-publishers in the United States. Her name's Rebecca Hall Greider. She's incredible. She's out in California. So that was late November. Wrote the book in 43 days, and she's going to make it an international and national bestseller. So it comes out on Amazon May 19th, and then soft cover in June or July. I'm planning this gigantic book launch party. Likely it'll be in mid-July. It's going to be incredibly epic. And that's kind of how life is now. You go big or you go home. And when you surround yourself with these amazing visionaries, that's how they all are. They're super positive, very focused, big thinkers, and that's how I am now.
Well, I'm literally counting down the days to the book coming out. I'm excited for it. What I'm holding over here is not the actual book, because Justin wouldn't trust me with the actual secrets, the 30 secrets. I'll get along with everybody else, but I'm counting down to the book launch and the book launch party, which is exciting. Justin, we were talking about this earlier in the show. Obviously, you are in the business of communications, but you are in business. You have a small business. You file taxes, yep, just like everybody else. And that's not something that I know, knowing you, that's not something that you anticipated doing just even a couple of years ago. So what is it about owning a business and being an entrepreneur that shocked you the most?
Oh, my God. That's a tremendous question. And, you know, almost 3 years into this, I think it took me years to figure it out in terms of how you get paid as an entrepreneur. You know, when you're in corporate, for lack of a better term, for 20 plus years, you get a paycheck every 2 weeks, paycheck every 2 weeks. And it's not like that as an entrepreneur. So for the past year, I've been in a very amazing international entrepreneurial program called Strategic Coach. And Dan Sullivan's one of the co-founders, and he had a great video about entrepreneurs should essentially think of themselves as being paid like entertainers, where they get a big payment for performing, and then they have a lot of time to cool down or recharge for their next performance. And when I heard that, I'm like, okay, so now I can get these big paychecks when I get paid to perform, and then I can go a month or 3 weeks without a paycheck, and it's not a big deal. And that really mitigated the shock of, like, not getting paid all the time, and really gave me a lot of clarity about how this life is.
Well, it's certainly been a journey, and I know that you, I'd say more than anything, what I've watched from watching the growth of Brepik and watching you sort of in writing this book is you're very open-minded. And it sounds like that's a lot of the advice that you share with the folks that you have coffee with and that you are sort of talking to through this book is being open-minded. You even jumped out of a plane. And that's sort of in a nutshell, and people can find that picture if they Google your name. It's out there. It's that in a nutshell is, A, it's epic, and B, it's also sort of that lesson of entrepreneurship is be open-minded, and you are on this journey. And it's been fun watching you do this. So the book is coming out really, really soon, and you talk about some of those secrets. Of the people that you've met with, is there anybody that you want to give a shout out to? People that I know you've learned a lot. I feel like you and I have been in this journey somewhat along the way. Is there any one or two people that you want to give a shout out to that have taught you quite a bit?
Wow. So Gary Klaibin, super high level financial advisor, but really he's a mentor. He's a coach and strategic coach, and he's most at peace when he's driving 200 miles an hour. He graduated first in his Army Rangers class.
Justin, we're going to pick up more on that in just a minute. Hi, this is Shalom Klein, host of Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. As I serve our country proudly in the United States Army, we are sharing the best of Get Down to Business. As always, you can visit my website, shalomklein.com, to listen to past shows and purchase a copy of my new book. I look forward to sharing my experiences with you when I return.
Also, listen to past episodes at 560theanswer.com. Keyword search, Get Down to Business.
Companies who use a professional employer organization, or PEO, are 50% less likely to go out of business, and their employee turnover is lower. Perhaps that's why 98% of those businesses would recommend a PEO to their colleagues. Payroll, benefits, compliance assistance. Find out how a PEO can power your business today. For more information, visit TandemHR.com.
Tandem HR, the power behind Get Down to Business.
Did you miss the open enrollment this year? I can help you purchase a PPO health insurance plan all year long that eliminates the mandatory maternity coverage. This is Tom Maribali, your health insurance advocate and independent producer for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and other major medical carriers. If you're 50 and are covered by the Affordable Care Act, you're paying for maternity coverage whether you want the coverage or not. In Chicago, the least expensive ACA PPO health insurance plan is $570 per month with a total out-of-pocket cost of $8,150 before your bills are paid at 100%. I can eliminate the mandatory maternity coverage and lower your monthly premium down to $480 per month with a total out-of-pocket cost of $2,500 before your bills are paid at 100%. That's a savings of $5,650 in total out-of-pocket cost per person with my lower deductible.
For a free quote and to see if you qualify, call me, Tom Maravalli, at 630-863-3477. That's 630-863-3477.
AM 560, The Answer.
Hey, welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We're powered by Tandem HR. Check them out online. Great advice on their website, tandemhr.com. So I've been chatting with my friend and the founder and CEO of Brepik Communications, LLC, the author of Epic Business, and probably the head honcho of some other epic ideas that I don't even know about. But no doubt when he finds out about it, he's going to communicate it. Because that is indeed what you do, Justin. So, Justin, you were just telling us about some of the people that inspire you. I know your clients inspire you. So do you have something that the rest of us business owners need to find out about that you only attract good people?
Yeah, so that's the number one thing that I learned since starting this business is do what you're really good at and what you really like to do. And so that's essentially all my firm does is writes these stories and then pitch them to media. And then I just keep doubling down on that in terms of raising rates and continuing to network and connect with and really care about, and I trust that word or stress that word, care about people. And what's happened is my clients are just continue to be at a higher level who, again, look at things as investments, not costs. If somebody asks me, what do you cost? I will never work with them because they just don't understand about investing in their business, and they're always going to be thinking about what they're paying as opposed to understanding that an investment will lead to all these amazing, wonderful opportunities that will help their business grow in exponential ways.
Well, Justin, just a couple of years ago, you resigned from a senior position in media. You went off, started Brepik Communications, and I know better than most, some of your initial clients you were providing services that are not quite what you're doing today. Now in 2020, you have a very impressive client base. You're actually an employer. You have people working with you. And what does the next few years hold for Justin Breen for Brepik Communications?
Well, again, through Strategic Coach, which has really helped me visualize my future, this book's going to be a major game changer for me. It's going to take my company to the next level in terms of national and international speaking engagements. That's already started, even though the book's not out. But so my wife, Sarah, she's very pragmatic in a good way. She's only been excited two times since I've started this company, and I'm very happy to say that. But once is when I started the company, she said it was going to do really well. And the second time was when this book was decided to be when I decided to write the book, and she's like, this book is going to be unbelievable. So knowing I have someone like my wife who's an absolutely incredible human being in my corner, it makes all the difference in the world. But I just very strongly believe and know that this book is going to change everything and take my company even to the next level.
Absolutely. And it's coming out. It's launching on May 19th, 2020. That's right around the corner. And there's a lot of good advice that will be shared with the business world. And really, it's not just about business. It's called Epic Business, but it's advice. I firmly believe that an entrepreneur is somebody it's a mindset. It's a mindset, and you could be you could be an employee of a company and still be an entrepreneur, and you share a lot of those advice, 30 secrets. I have a hunch that there will be a volume 2 of Epic Business where there might be more than 30. So we won't stick with that number too much, but 30 secrets to build your business exponentially and give you the freedom to live the life you want. That's an Epic Business. Justin Breen, how can people get a hold of you? How can they add themselves to the list so they find out when that book comes out?
Sure. Go to brepikbusiness.com. That's B-R-E-P-I-C business.com, brepikbusiness.com.
And I know on that website they could also link to all of the other things that you're involved in and actually see many of the stories, including that today's show appearance, very impressive, where you made that New Year's resolution about date night. Lots of interesting stories both about you as well as written by you. That's what you do. Justin Breen and Brepik Communications, thanks for joining me here on the air. Once again, you're listening to Get Down to Business. Check me out online, shalomkline.com. You can find my book, as well as download shows from the past 5 years of Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship, powered by Tandem HR. Check out our sponsors, tandemhr.com. We'll talk to you next Sunday, 6 p.m. To success, let's get down to business.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance,